In the famous comment, Rashi brings it, of Eile Toldos Aaron and Moshe b'yom Dibur Hashem es Moshe b'Har Sinai. The Torah says these are the Toldos of Aaron and Moshe. And then it goes on to enumerate only the Toldos of Aaron. And Chazal say from here, Rashi brings it, V'eino mazkir ele b'nei Aaron, v'nikru Toldos Moshe, only lists b'nei Aaron in the next pasuk, and yet it's called, these are also the Toldos of Moshe, l'fishalomdom Torah, because he taught them Torah, melamed, shekol ha-melamed es ben chaveru Torah, ma'ale olav ha-kosov ki'ilu yelodoi. One who teaches ben chaveru Torah, teaches someone else's child, who actually was not born to him, was born to a father, the Torah considers it as if he actually, yelodoi, gave birth to him. In the Gemara in Sanhedrin, there are two similar ma'amorim, this particular ma'amor, and then one that's somewhat similar. And it seems from the Marsha that they're both the same, because on the first one, the Marsha says, Ayin Pirush, the Marsha says, on the one of Hamalamed ben Chaveru Torah, he says, Yivur Perek Chelek Ba'agodus and Ayin Shom. So, on the first Gemara, it says exactly what Rashi is called. Malamid ben Chaveru Torah, that's on top. Malol of Hakosakilu Yelodoi. Shenema Veil Todas Aaron or Moshe. Ksiv Eilish Mois Bnei Aaron, it doesn't mention Moshe. So that teaches that it's Keilu Yelodoi. On that Gemara, the Marsha just says, doesn't explain how it works. He says, look at the Gemara in Chelek, and that's, I guess, where he explains it. The Gemara in Chelek is a little bit different. The Gemara in Chelek says like this. Omer Rabbi Abohu, kol hamase es chaveroi lidvar. Oh no, I'm sorry. Top one. I'm sorry. Omer Shlokish, kol hamalamid es ben chaveru Torah, male olav hakosov kiilu asou. One who teaches his ben chaveroi, someone, a child of someone else, Torah, the Torah considers it as if he made him. Shenemar besanefesh osu bechoron, that it says by Avram Avinu. When it talks about the people that he was Megayer, the Torah says, it's her nefesh asher osu b'choron. So, Memela, we see that one who teaches ben chaveroi, it's ke'ilu aso. Ke'ilu aso. So, the Marsha here explains how this works. He says, es her nefesh asher osu b'choron, meforesh b'reishis rabo, im miskansin kol umayis ha'oilam, you get all the nations of the world together, ein yecholim lizrek neshoma beyitush. All the nations of the world will not be able to put a neshoma into a mosquito. You can't do it, no such thing. Va'at amarto asher osu, and you call this asher osu, they made the nefoshes, asher nefesh osu, because you can't make nefoshes. V'hu mevur hanefesh, what this refers to is shezochar hu hanefesh hu nefesh odom asher osu ki terem heyoisu yedea darchei haTorah moisar odom min habehem oyin. Says, what does it mean they made the nefesh? Because an odom, before he knows the ways of the Torah, he's like a behema. What's the difference? Meisar Odom, the difference, the Yisroin of Odom in a Behema Oyen, there's no difference between him and a Behema when he doesn't have the Yediyas HaTorah, if he doesn't know Darche HaTorah. Uvidiyosoi Darche HaTorah, Tavdil Yitzirosoi Mikol Shar Bali Chayim, Venase Odom. With the Yediyas of the knowledge of the Darche HaTorah, his now is being has been separated from all the Balei Chaim, and he's no longer a Bal Chai, he's no longer Stama Behema, he's no longer Moisar HaOdom in HaBehema, but now he's considered an Odom. Shezois Hoiso Tachlis Briosoi, because this was the Tachlis of his creation. So now he was made, and Nefesh HaOsu B'choron refers to the fact that since before the knowledge of the Darche HaTorah, he is considered a behema. The difference between him and a behema doesn't exist. This is the same physical being. That's all it is without Darche HaTorah. Now he has Darche HaTorah, so that now creates this nefesh in the sense that he now is considered a ben odom because he has the Darchi HaTorah, which is the purpose for which he was created. Since he's now been elevated to a level to be able to function and to fulfill the purpose for which he was created, he's Vinase Odom. Why? Hashem created an Odom. That was the Tachlis. What's an Odom? An Odom is a person who has the Darchi HaTorah, who acts like an Odom, not like a behemoth. So Bemela, the Malamed Ben Chaveiro Teiro, is as if you made him. You made a Nefesh Osu Bechor, and you made him a Ben Odom. So it seems that the Pshat is not as one might have thought, and maybe the Pashtus we would say is, Male Olav HaKosuv, the Torah considers it. So considers it as the Pshat is, it's a Schus. It's a Schus. You have a Schus that you taught someone Torah, and the Torah, therefore, it's such an important thing to teach Ben Chaveiro Torah, that the Torah gives you a schus as if you actually brought this person into the world. It sounds like it's much more than a schus. It sounds like it's a mitzius. Before that, he wasn't an Odom. He was compared to a behemah. Moisa Odom and ha-behemah oyen. Now that you gave him the ideas of the Darche HaTorah, which is the tachlis for which he was created, that's what it means, that Odom was created. Now you brought him into the matzav of Odom for the purpose of which he was created, so he's taka an Odom. So it's not just that you get a schus, it's almost like a mitzius. You created an Odom. Because before that he was a behemoth, and you now created an Odom. Okay, that seems to be the pshat in the Marsha, and it would seem that since the Marsha on the other Gemara, which says ki'ilu yelodoi, it's also the same thing. Ki'ilu yelodoi, it's mamish as if you gave birth to this person, you made an Odom. You made an Odom because the Marsha just says, look over there, which means he's relying on the explanation, I believe, he's relying on the explanation over here to explain both of these Ma'amorei Chazal. If that's the case, something very interesting comes out. I remember very vividly the last time that I heard Reb Chaskel Sarnos Zechroinu Livrocha speaking. He was already very old and weak, and he climbed 3 flights of stairs on a Shabbos to speak in an apartment which was mamish opposite my neighbor, right opposite where we were living. So he went in there to the Sheva Brochas. It was a Sheva Brochas, and he came, and he spoke, and he spoke about this Rashi, this Chazal. And I remember his words were, he says, Mizet amekem bagan venin akint afilo fun azat hata v'aron. You see, you can steal away a child even from such a father like Aaron. It's not the pshat over here, like some words, where there's a Maimar Chazal, Hamalam ben Amoritz Torah. That's one thing. It's not a ben Amoritz. Aaron HaKoyin. Aaron certainly taught his children. They certainly had Yedias HaTorah, and they had a Rebbe. But Moshe Rabbeinu taught them more? That means Moshe Rabbeinu is Ke'ilo Yelodoi. If that's the case, according to this insight, this observation, that we're talking about Aaron, we're talking about children who learned so much from their father, from Aaron, yet Moshe Rabbeinu is considered ke'ilu yelodoi, ke'ilu aso, because he taught him Torah. And if the pshat in that is that there's like a mitzvistic change, that he was, before he wasn't a ben Odom, he was like a behemoth, and now he's a ben Odom, so how do you understand that? Aaron's children, before Moshe taught them, the additional teaching that he taught them is like they were like behemoths. After all of Aaron's learning with them, he learned with them every day and every night for years. And now he's not a behemoth anymore. Now we made him into an Odom Kilu Yelodoi. Vaistois. It seems, I don't know what else you could say. I'm sure we'll have other ideas. But it seems that the difference between a person who has one Yediyas HaTorah and another Yediyas HaTorah and a deeper Yediyas HaTorah and a greater Rebbe and a more of an experience and another Masechta and another insight. It's not the Pshat. I have another additional piece of information. And the one who taught me maybe is considered, now he has a Kinyan Nafshis, as if he gave birth to me too. We can be proud of the fact that he has this Talmud. But the person is considered having elevated himself from the status of a behemoth to a ben Odom. The difference between the level of learning that I have today and the level of learning that I can get tomorrow is like the difference between a behemoth and a ben Odom. Now I'm a different person. I was created. Yeah, yesterday I was also a ben Odom. I had a Rebbe like Aaron. But today I'm a different Ben Odom. He created a new Ben Odom because I have a new depth of insight into Darchei HaTorah. I have new information. Memela, I'm an under-assault mensch. I'm now all of a sudden a new Bria, as a nefesher osu b'choron. It's ke'ilo yelodoi. I gave birth to this one who was already birthed and was already a Ben Odom, but now he's considered as if he's a new Ben Odom. Yesterday he was a behemoth compared to what he is today. That's the power of growth and or the perspective or the almost mitzius of the difference in a person's growth in Torah. I think that this is a message that sometimes we don't fully take to heart. You know, basically we know, we learn, we know, we have a lot of information, and we're going to continue learning and learn more. But the realization of what every word means, of what every insight means, of what every line means, of what every halacha means, of what every tosfos means, of what every marsho means, of what every additional insight means, is something that sometimes we don't pay attention to. If we did, we'd be quicker, faster, more reliably learning, attending storim, coming on time, not missing anything, because when I miss, I'm not missing. I missed a little bit of learning. I missed a few minutes. I missed a little here. I missed a little there. You know what I missed? I missed the difference between a Ben Odom and a Behema. I missed from before clapping what I could have been. Now, I was a Behema. So if a person were to look, I don't know, maybe I'm getting a little carried away here. Maybe it's a little too much. But if a person were to look, that when I miss something, a depth, a idea, an insight, a svora, a havona, a halocha, anything, that I'm mamish, I've lost an opportunity to elevate myself from behema to ben hodom. I would imagine, I know pressure puts too much pressure, but other than that, it's mamish to have such a hasoga that's what it means. And the truth is, it's poshut. Because every insight into the Dvar Hashem, every insight into Torah Misinai, every insight into a deeper depth of Hakora in the Rabbeinu Shalalem, Taka creates a new person. It's a new, the tachlis of creation is being fulfilled on a new on a whole different plane. That's what it's really all about. And I think the time has come. It's close to Shavuos. I think the time has come to think about, Eilu Dvorim Shetzrichim Chizuk. And Torah is certainly one of the primary things that need Chizuk. And especially to people who reside in and participate in a yeshiva, it needs extra Chizuk because there's a certain sense of taking it for granted. Well, I'm learning in yeshiva. Okay, but you have to learn too. Well, I'm learning, but I'm yeshiva. I'm there. I'm doing it. And we can fool ourselves to think we're doing a lot more than we're really doing. And therefore, I beseech everybody that we should reevaluate our schedules and our commitments and our distractions and our emphasis, and really think about the massive, tangible, endless benefits that we get from just another Seder, from another Svora, from another few minutes, from another experience, from another line, word, anything. And I think if we can do that without becoming too overwhelmed, I think that it will spell a major difference in hasmoda, a major difference in trying to learn information, learn bikiyus, to learn a mesechta, to learn a perek, to be koine, not just to read superficially, but to make a kinyan nafshis in the Torah, and to be able to put in that extra amelus into understanding learning and to delving into the havona and to every aspect of our learning. And if we realize what a tangible difference it makes in our own personal existence, hopefully that would give us the inspiration to be able to be machazik ourselves more and more.